Welcome to the School of Radiance podcast. I'm thrilled that you have joined me today. Now, what is radiance? Radiance is the electromagnetic projection of your body, mind, spirit, and energy, as well as other aspects of yourself, humming along just fine. How do we become radiant? Join the schoolofradiance.com membership for the cherry on top approach. How to enter a room and have people notice you at the right time, in the right way, for the right reasons. Have them be attracted to your radiance. This will positively impact your personal and professional relationships and allow you to navigate life with greater ease, beauty, and radiance. This is where I share my behind-the-scenes body, mind, spirit, energy, and biohacking and detoxification practices that I don't share anywhere else. Join the membership at theschoolofradiance.com and enjoy today's episode on the School of Radiance podcast. Hello and welcome to today's episode on the Rachel Varga podcast. I actually have a very good friend joining us here today. This is the second time Dr. Tabitha Barber is going to be on the show. She's a functional gynecologist, which I love. And in today's episode, we are going to discuss the key links between hormone balancing and our aging and skin journey. We're going to talk about the connections. We're going to talk about some of the nuances that you need to be aware of so that when you start to notice the first indications of things or your health kind of wavering, what we can do to stay on top of it, the different tests that are available, and the huge links between hormones and skin aging, and also some of the studies. I'm just going to share one study right now. In 2017, 2018, there's actually a study that looked at the shapes of men's and women's faces as they aged. So here's where it gets crazy. Between the ages of 50 to 60, women's faces change shape 3 times faster than men's. So not fair. And this is actually due to menopause. This is how significant our body's processes from a hormonal perspective impact our skin aging. And you can actually see that graph on my social media at Rachel Varga Official here on Facebook and on YouTube. And before we get into the episode, I would love it as a thanks for hanging out here today. And if you're enjoying this content, which I'm sure you are, please be sure to subscribe to the Rachel Varga podcast and also on the Rachel Varga YouTube channel and hit the bell notification on YouTube so that you know when new episodes are dropped. And don't forget to book your one-on-one with me or learn more about how I can help you age impossibly well from the inside and out using my holistic science and beauty method at rachelvarga.ca. Use promo code podcast15 for 15% off of your one-on-one with me. So let me tell you a little bit about today's guest, Dr. Tabitha Barber. She has devoted her life to giving women a voice and a choice when it comes to their health and well-being. As a young girl, she struggled with self-esteem and identity issues, dealt with peer pressure, and survived the ridicule and stigma of becoming a teenage mother. As she shared in her first published book titled From White Trash to White Coat, The Birth of Catherine's Purpose, those events led Tabitha to finding her purpose in life. With perseverance and grace, she was able to redirect her path and live as a successful physician. She's also a triple board certified physician in obstetrics and gynecology. No big deal. She's also specialized in menopause and functional medicine. She has a unique situation of being licensed to practice medicine in over half of the United States of America. So you now have the ability to work with a functional physician virtually. Guys, this is the future. We have seen a huge exodus of allopathic providers leaving the system and going virtually because we can reach more people and actually sometimes even be a little bit more succinct with our time and our messaging in this way. This is the future. And it's so great seeing this happen more and more and more with Rockstar Healers. Dr. Tabitha Barber is the host of the Functional Gynecologist podcast, which everybody should check out, where she shares her wisdom and knowledge with women everywhere to reclaim their health. She's also a keynote speaker, mentor, wife, mom, and grandma. She looks way too young to be grandma, by the way. By incorporating functional medicine into her women's health practice, she is able to provide women with the tools they need to optimize their health and happiness, which in turn allows those women to pursue their purpose in life. Also, Dr. Tabitha Barber has a rejuvenation clinic in Michigan. So if you want details on how to connect with her, you can either shoot me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca, or check out the show notes where you can also learn more about Dr. Tabitha at drtabitha.com. And she has a 7-week challenge that's linked up in the show notes below. Welcome, Dr. Tabitha Barber. It is a pleasure to have you back on the show.
Yay, I'm so excited to be here. You are always just full of positive energy, and I just love all the work you're doing. And I just feel like, you know, we're on the same path to just reach the masses of women and help them feel beautiful, feel amazing and vibrant and live their best lives, right?
Well, I mean, let's just be real. I'm not always, you know, daffodils, daisies, light and positivity. But one thing that really helped, I know, I mean, it's, we're in a world of duality, but I do want to share something that's actually really helped keep me more on this positive path, because we're at what's called a bifurcation. We can actually choose to do this up-leveling path, or we can kind of still continue to go down that lower vibration path. So one thing I would encourage all of you to just incorporate into your life right now is the concept that our universe is a duality type universe, right? Yeah. So for every bad thing you hear, just remember that there is a positive opposite to that. Let me repeat that. For every bad thing that you see on the media or that happens in your life, there is a positive opposite to it. So for all the bad people you see doing not so great things right now, there's just as many super awesome people doing even better things. So that helps me.
I love that so much. I couldn't agree more. Like, I'm constantly feeling like things come up in my life that could be a struggle and just take me down that negative, bitter pathway. And I continue to take the high road because it feels better for me and keeps me feeling amazing.
There you go. And when you're not stressed out all the time worrying about the woes of the world, your hormones are going to be better. Am I right?
Oh my gosh. Yes, you are.
And your skin's going to be better because your androgens and all your hormones aren't going to be shot from adrenal fatigue and cortisol and all sorts of stuff. So obviously the question of the hour is, can hormone imbalances slow or speed up our aging?
Without a doubt, they are major drivers when it comes to how you look physically, not only how you feel, but how you look. You can tell that women go into premature menopause just by how you look. I love that you brought up the study about the facial features, because it's true. The lack of hormones that we see once you go through menopause, your ovaries aren't making reproductive levels of estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. And so our skin, our ligaments, our bones, so many, you know, cells in our body have the receptors for all those hormones. It's not just for reproduction. So it's really imperative that women, you know, understand what, especially early menopause, what that effect has on you, because it changes your functionality. It changes your ability to exercise. It changes your confidence level. It changes your sexual activity and behavior. So many things that we could talk about today, Rachel.
Well, why don't we go there for a second? All right. So if you don't know, now you know. There are some lasers that actually make sex more pleasurable, increase lubrication, increase pleasure. Can I say that again? And yeah, it's so cool, the technology that's around. And you use one of the lasers that I really like.
Yes.
And I am a huge fan of vaginal rejuvenation. So if you're like, ah, oh, sex is kind of painful, or, you know, there's a lot of dryness, that is unfortunately very normal, but it's kind of abnormal. Same with having a lot of like cramping, bloating, and things like that with your monthly cycle. So sometimes we get in these like loops of, okay, this is supposed to be normal for me now. Actually, there's some vaginal rejuvenation stuff, which is really cool. Now, we're not going to get into the weeds of that, but I do want you guys to reach out to Dr. Tabitha Barber if you're in Michigan and you're interested in that, but also just virtually, if you're wanting the guidance of a functional gynecologist rock star, triple board certified in most of the country, please reach out to this gem here. This is why I wanted to bring Dr. Tabitha back on. So with hormone imbalances, so say for myself, I'm 35, I'm a working professional, I'm in the matrix most of the day and all that stuff. We talked about that earlier, how this virtual stuff, it's like we step into the matrix when we show up. And how can we restore balance in our life to promote the best chance of having balanced hormones.
Yeah, so you alluded to it at the beginning of the show, stress. So every time we open an email that frustrates us, or we don't get through our to-do list, or we can't get to the kids to soccer on time, whatever's like stressing us out all day long, you know, we wake up and we do this all day until we fall asleep. Every time we do that, we make cortisol, which is our stress hormone to handle things. Cortisol actually has to steal your progesterone as an ingredient to be made. And progesterone is our calming, balancing hormone that prevents us from feeling anxious and helps us sleep and all that amazing feel-good stuff. And it keeps estrogen in check. And so if you are pumping out cortisol all day long like you're not supposed to, then you're robbing your body of progesterone. You're creating inflammation because along with cortisol production comes inflammatory production. And so you're setting yourself up for major hormone dysfunction. And so the most common imbalance we see in women your age is estrogen dominance. I saw it all day long in my, you know, OBGYN practice. Everybody wanted the birth control pill because their periods were crazy heavy. And if that didn't work, then we had to do an endometrial ablation to stop that bleeding. And then if that didn't work, we had to do a hysterectomy. Like it was, those were the three tools in my toolbox. And that was the path that most women in that situation would go down. Unfortunately, you're never addressing the actual root cause of the issue of why your estrogen is so high. And so you may have stopped that heavy bleeding, but that estrogen is still causing, you know, growth in your breast tissue and your uterine tissue and causing hormone dysfunctions, feeling depressed, anxious, not sleeping, carrying extra weight around the belly, all of that stuff. And so even though you got your bleeding under control, you didn't actually fix the problem. And so we got to find that root cause. And for so many of us women, especially like high producers, lots of, you know, you're out there creating what you want to create, having an amazing life, doing your family, taking care of your parents, the whole bit, like you're stressed and you got to find a way to get that in check. And that is, if you can get your adrenals back into normal range and you're not pumping out cortisol every day, that in a turn is going to help your sex hormones. I mean, it's obviously much more complicated, but that is the biggest one right there.
And you're going to have better skin, less acne, less hyperpigmentation, less thinning of your skin, less laxity, finalized wrinkles. The list goes on, guys.
Yes.
So one of the things I learned over the last couple of years, I had some things happen to me, a couple accidents within a pretty short span. And I had to very seriously reevaluate how I was living my life because stress was giving me some serious headaches, a lot of pain. I had to rework everything. So this is what happens. This is why I like biohacking and really staying on top of your hormones, because ish is going to hit the shan no matter what. That's called life. So if you are getting yourself to be the most resilient human possible, you got your hormones in check, you can then better ride the waves of storms that come into your life. And I really want to encourage everyone who just feels like they're running the rat race. You need to do things that's in alignment to what makes you feel good. So say, for example, you wake up and your Oura Ring says that you had a bad sleep, your readiness score isn't great, or you're just feeling like you might want a hermit. Nikola Tesla said that the antisocial people actually had higher intelligences. I just shared this on my social media. And we were talking before, it's like, oh, how do we want to cycle like our productivity with our client care and things like that? It's going to be different for everybody. But we have to take those notes from our own playbooks with what's working, what's stressing ourselves out, and you're just going to show up much better for everyone in your life. What would be some of your tips for keeping your stress down in your work and family life?
Okay, so I'm an extreme example, but you know, I practice what I preach. I gave up delivering babies. I gave up surgery, which I absolutely love because I got to the point where I realized it was destroying my health and physically and mentally. And so sometimes you have to make hard decisions like that, but it propelled me into this whole new world that is 20 times more amazing, and I'm helping so many more women. I'm actually getting to the root of their issues. So you think it's like a bad outcome, but sometimes it turns out to be the most amazing thing. So don't be afraid to make some hard choices that are what you need to be healthy and amazing, you know? And so now that I'm living a more balanced life, we all still have daily stressors. That's life. But you have to find a way to be purposeful in your mindfulness, in your thoughts, and in your actions. And so what I realized was I needed to get control of what I was doing. I needed to like plan things out and be organized and have a schedule and put myself on the schedule, right? Like if you want to exercise and be healthy, write it down. It's a non-negotiable. It has to happen just like getting the groceries. You know, if you're always like, I'll do that when, you'll never do it. You know, when the dishes are done, when the children are taken care of, when I cut the grass, you know, you will never take care of yourself. You have to put yourself first in order to take care of others. So that is just a hardcore reality that you have to shift your priorities. You have to make yourself a priority. And then you have to be purposeful about what you do through the day. So if I have a conversation, I'm going to take time to stop and process what I thought about it and how it affects my life instead of just reacting and continuing to go forward without any processing. Like that's what we do. We just react and we go on to the next thing and we react. And that creates a low level stress and inflammation that you might not even realize because you feel like you're in control, but you go to lay in your bed at night and fall asleep. All of a sudden, your mind has to process 12 hours worth of crap that you didn't take care of. And you wonder why you can't shut your brain off at night. You know, it's because you didn't do the work all day long. And so getting mindful, setting yourself as a priority, you know, I just think those are key to like getting that underlying low-grade chronic stress under control and setting boundaries. Can we talk about boundaries, Rachel? Oh my goodness. Uh-huh.
We have to learn when to say no.
We don't know how to say no.
We
constantly say, I'm sorry. And we want to do everything. I have so many patients who's, they just like treat their husbands as another child. Like, no, that's your partner. You need to ask him for help and step up and do this together. You should not be managing everything that has to do with running the household and managing your life. Like, ask him to be a man and help you out. So I think it's just taking time to actually think about how we're living our lives, because we don't really do that a lot of the time. We just live it instead of like being and processing.
Yeah. And I feel like for you, I mean, I've been checking out on social and seeing your journey because I've known you for about 3-4 years now. And I would say now you look better than ever. You're Aww. More in shape than ever and you're doing the work. And one of the other tips that I would love to share is don't be in a rush for your appointments. Like don't be in a rush from driving your house to your appointments. Give yourself just that little extra yes. time. There's these little things that we can do on our day to help to reduce our stress. Honestly, I don't do any more consults than 2 in a day. If I didn't block off my schedule, I would have 4, 5, 6 booked in a day like I used to do before. But I'm just so focused on sharing my energy in just the right way so I don't over dilute it, so it's more potent. And when we do that, trust me, things will flow that much better. You're going to make more of an impact when you don't spread yourself out too thin and you protect your energy as well.
Oh my gosh, without a doubt. I compare like my old life of running from room to room and, you know, cranking out 30 or 40 patients every day while running to catch a baby during lunch and, you know, having been up all night. Like that was insanity. That's not living, you know? And now I'm like you, I'm blocking an hour in between patients and clients because I need to breathe and take care of myself and have some downtime and fill my cup back up so I can fill others' cups back up, because I can't help women if I am not showing up for them as a complete, you know, full woman who has her shit together, part of my French. Like, that's just how it works. Let's be real. Otherwise, you're going to be bitter, angry, and miserable.
Absolutely.
And just, it shows.
Yeah. And when you're seeing like 30, 40 people in a day, like if I do just, you know, like I said, 4 to 6 consults in a day, like I can't be my best version. Right.
Because I'm tired. It's an energy expenditure.
Absolutely.
You have to get more energy before you give more.
So yeah, there came a time when like I literally had to do that for my body health. Yes. And now I've never looked back. And it's the best thing I ever did was scheduling those breaks in. Absolutely. So thanks for those reminders.
Yeah.
So the question of the day here is, what is the difference? Well, obviously, we're going to get more into skin in just a couple of moments here. But what is the difference between how a conventional gynecologist addressing hormone issues, what's the difference between a physician and gynecologist like that, between a functional gynecologist?
Yeah, so I kind of alluded to it earlier. You know, they have a few tricks in their toolbox. I was trained, if you have period issues, hormonal type issues, headaches, acne, pretty much any symptom a woman comes in the door with, you give them a birth control pill because those synthetic hormones override your own system. And oftentimes they, quote unquote, balance you out. But the problem is it's temporary and it's often riddled with many side effects. So what we're now understanding is that birth control pills destroy our gut. They cause leaky gut, which causes food sensitivities and turns on autoimmune disease and skin conditions and wreaks havoc on your lives. So birth control pills are not the answer. What the answer is trying to figure out why you're having those symptoms. And so, you know, I practiced as a conventional gynecologist and I gave medications and I did surgery. Those were my options. And part of the issue was that I had 15 to 20 minutes max to see you and figure out what was going on and figure out the plan. So it's a lot easier to come up with a symptom relief plan in 20 minutes than to actually talk about, like, what are you eating? How are you managing your stress? How are you moving your body every day? Are you exposed to environmental toxins? There's no time for all of that. So even the best meaning physicians, they're locked in this insurance-based system and they really don't have a way to address the root cause of your issues. And so once I figured out how amazing functional medicine was, I had to give that practice up. I couldn't like crank people out like it's a factory. You know, I have to spend time. It takes an hour to an hour and a half to get through all those questions and have that conversation. And then you figure out the treatment. Now I have a ton of tools in my toolbox. Now I'm like figuring out what foods people are reacting to. You know, we can clear up eczema and acne so easily just with diet shifts and healing the gut that balances your hormones. It's amazing. I used to do 4 to 6 surgeries a week. I don't do any surgeries now. And I feel like I'm healing more and more women. You know, I can fix your estrogen dominance without an ablation. And to me, that is amazing. Like, that's a win.
I love that. And what's crazy is that, you know, in the USA, Americans are just spending a ton of money on insurance every month. And then they're in the insurance system and they're not getting the care that they want, or there's crazy wait times. So sometimes there is a place for paying privately. And when you do invest, like say, for example, instead of going to McDonald's a couple of times a week, you could put that money aside each month and book yourself a one-on-one with someone like Dr. Tabitha Barber. It's that simple. It just really matters where your priorities lie. And, yes. You know, I know here where I live, if you can pay to see a provider, you can usually see them faster. And the benefit to that is that it then offloads the actual like system.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it.
Yeah. So there can be some benefits to that for sure. And yeah, this is a really fun conversation. I love having you back on the show. So here we go. Golden question. If we keep our hormones in check, will we age better, both physically, emotionally, mentally, energetically, spiritually, skin-wise?
Without a doubt, the hormones are where it's at, you know? Your hormones, as soon as those levels start to decline and you're not producing reproductive level hormones, or if you have your ovaries removed and you're not making any sex hormones, though your bones start to thin, your ligaments weaken, you know, you start to gain weight around your belly, your skin becomes thinner. You know, if you think of your grandmother and touching her hand, it's like tissue paper thin. That is the effects of lack of hormones. That happens in the vagina, it happens all over our skin. So there's a huge movement of people and practitioners who really advocate keep kind of suspending you in the 45 to 50 year old hormonal range, because we are living as active women so much longer than our great grandparents and predecessors were. Like, we're at the peak of our careers. We're like trying to create amazing businesses and relationships and do all of these things. That's not the time when you want your hormones to decline. So I'm all for, you know, natural menopause and accepting that if that's your personal choice, but it should be a choice, because unfortunately, our genetics just haven't caught up with how quickly we've advanced as a society, you know? So at 45 or 50, our great grandparents were hanging it up. They were done raising their children. They weren't running, you know, multi-million dollar businesses. They were ready to sit on the porch and knit, and they didn't need all of those hormones. So I don't want women to feel guilty that they don't want to just accept this natural change at this point. If you want to suspend yourself in some time and give yourself another 5, 10, 15, 20 years, that's your prerogative, you know? That's why I want to talk to you about the risks and the benefits and the safest way to do it and help you feel amazing and accomplish all the things that God has wanted you to create and accomplish. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, also, when we think about our ancestors, our predecessors, our previous lineages, what were they doing in the evening? They were chilling out in front of a campfire, eating food, banging on the drums, playing some music, dancing around. And now we're just on our devices. So yes, we have to catch ourselves with how we're entertaining ourselves as well. So one of the cool things that I like to do to help to balance my stress and keep my hormones in check and keep my brain freaking sharp by also improving my neuroplasticity is through music. So yes, music, using your hands, your hand-eye coordination, so good for neuroplasticity. And also, I recently did the Dutch test. So we have a mutual friend, Dr. Melissa Vandermissen. She's my fertility friend. And I'm just checking out and seeing what's up with my hormones. I'm going to be sharing my experience with the Dutch test. But these are just like more advanced tests that you will get, say, with a functional provider than, say, your traditional allopathic provider. And in your honest opinion, Tabitha, do you think that a lot of like allopathic Western-trained docs and practitioners even know what the Dutch test is?
I will be the first to admit I hadn't heard of it until I started training in functional medicine. Had no idea any other options existed, because honestly, when you are working as a physician, you're in that system, you're so overworked, there is no time to look outside of what you're doing. There's no time to read anything except the two or three journals that you always read. You don't watch TV, you don't like pick up alternative stuff. There's just no time. And so there's a whole world out there that your conventional doctor doesn't know. And it's not that they don't care about you, or they, you know, want to harm you, or they want to be in that broken system. They just don't know any better. So people like me, it's like, once I know better, I do better. And the Dutch test has been just a game changer for me, because I used to only be able to do blood levels of hormones. And that will tell you how much hormones you've produced that one single day for that one single moment. But it's not telling me what your body's doing with it, how it's being metabolized. Are your cells hearing the signals? Are you recirculating it? None of that information. And so I love functional testing because you actually get the complete picture, not just one little spot.
Yeah, absolutely. And I only know about the Dutch test, like, well, only know about it. I initially heard about it through some of my friends who actually work with people with breast implant illness or have had, say, issues after rejuvenation procedures. Mm-hmm. So no, this isn't medical advice, what we're talking about here. This is educational information only. If you think you have a medical condition, you must seek the guidance of a licensed physician. However, there are things, as soon as you know, you do better. So what have I been doing in my last two academic publications? I have my jawline paper sitting right in front of me. I'm talking about how important it is before we do rejuvenation procedures, because that can literally be an addition to the toxic bucket. And when that gets filled up, it's going to tip over. Guess what? Your hormones are going to go out of whack in pretty short order. And so the Dutch test is so great. Like, say you might think you have some underlying stuff, just to see what's going on. We had some interaction here from Steffi Lane. What's up? Steffi Lane's a client of mine. She also helps me with a lot of my messaging. I've been working with Steffi for a long time. And so she says hormones is the thing you want to ignore, but won't let you ignore them. That is sweet.
Bingo. And like, that is a vital sign. Yeah. I mean, they will show you that something's wrong before it gets too crazy, but we ignore it. We just do. We try to cover it up as best we can.
Yeah, we definitely can't. Okay. So I would also like to, we're going to wrap up here pretty short order here. But I would also agree, Dr. Tabitha Barber, that when we look at our hormone optimization, our food optimization, and how we live, for example, the quality of air that's in our home, the quality of light we're getting, the type of exercise and outdoor nature grounding time, the sleep we're getting can seriously improve in a pretty short period of time the quality of our skin. And for myself, you know, what this whole like lockdown business taught me, which I do think is there is a little bit of a business with it. It's funny how that came out, that little slip there. But it has really expanded this whole concept of at-home optimization. So we now can get these tests delivered to us. We can take them in the privacy of our own home. We can have a virtual call to get them interpreted. Or with some of the other gut tests and genetic tests, you get this write-up that you can easily interpret yourself, which is really great. And I know for me, I have less acne than I've ever had because my food's dialed in from really specific testing and just getting in tune with my body and reducing the stress. And I can actually do fewer in-clinic stuff than I ever have. I'm dialed in with my supplements, having worked with, you know, excellent practitioners like yourself, and instead of trying to have at it. So yes, you can consume all the free YouTube videos, Facebook videos, podcasts on topics, but I learned this from a teacher of mine recently, until you actually pay somebody to help you with it, you're not going to have the ish about you called out that you need to change about yourself. So that's what teachers are going to do. They're going to find those qualities of yourself that, hey, you might need to look at this, which you may not pick out if you're trying to do your own shadow work and self-optimization, if you're just consuming free content. So there certainly is a benefit to working with people like Dr. Tabitha and I. And like I said, I think you look better than ever.
No, thank you. I say when you pay attention. You know, nobody goes to Planet Fitness when they pay $10 a month. They just keep paying and they don't go. If you're paying a private trainer $400 a month, you're showing up because you've actually invested and you have somebody holding you accountable. It's like a game changer.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So I would love for you to share how you can help support women, especially in this community here. We have a lot of women that ask me, hey, Rachel, what can we do with menopausal hormone support and things like that? Especially over this last little while, it's been super stressful on a lot of us. And how that's going to impact our health is a lot of times through our hormones. So where can people learn more about you? How can they work with you?
Yeah, so I would love for people to check out my website, drtabitha.com. It's 3 A's, no I's. You can email me at info@drtabitha.com. Reach out to me. I would love to work with you one-on-one. You know, I'm licensed in over half the country, so that means I can diagnose and prescribe to a lot of women. When the states I'm not licensed, I can actually help you as a coach, and I can still order those functional tests. We can still do advanced hormone testing, stool testing, food sensitivity testing, all these like game changers to help you reclaim your health. I mean, honestly, you're not going to get your answers in the conventional world. I was there, I know. So it's a huge difference. And I do, you know, run a group program that's a 7-week challenge, which the women just love it. I mean, they don't want it to end. They get to week 5 or 6 and they're like, oh my gosh, it's almost over. How do we stay connected? And we just have this sisterhood in our Facebook group that continues on. It's just a beautiful sisterhood of women supporting each other and lifting each other up. I'm going to teach you how to quit being a sugar burner and how to be a fat burner so you can finally get rid of that weight that's driving you crazy. Women say their skin clears up, they sleep better, they have so much more energy, their libido improves, you know, and they actually start to love themselves again, which is a huge deal for a lot of women. So I would love for you to join the Renew You 7-Week Challenge. Join the sisterhood. It's an amazing experience. You know, it's awesome. I love it.
Awesome. And if you're checking this out on the Rachel Varga official Facebook page, YouTube channel, the link to get access to Dr. Tabitha Barber's website and program is in the show notes below. And I got to say, in my skin camp programs, because I do them seasonally for different updates, I share some of my latest research that I've written and also that I've learned. And that's where people like Dr. Tabitha and I, we kind of get a little off the cuff and quite a bit more in-depth and detailed than we do in a lot of our free content here. So if you're ever like, what's this whole group training stuff about? It's about community. And it's also about having you feel a little bit less crazy because you find the other people that are feeling the same thing you're feeling.
Oh my gosh. Completely.
Especially with hormones and aging and self-optimization and all of that. Well, I mean, it's probably pretty clear to everybody tuning in that this was a particularly fun episode for me to be a part of and hang out with Dr. Tabitha Barber again. Again, you have a rejuvenation clinic in Michigan. What's the name of it?
Yeah, so Great Lakes Medical Spa in Spring Lake, Michigan. We do vaginal laser rejuvenation. We do O-shots. We do hormone pellets. We do Botox and everything aesthetics. Like, we want you to feel good inside and out. So definitely check us out.
Perfect. And if you have any questions about, you know, what are some of the more holistic options to aging, what we can do at home and what we can do in the clinic, that's where I come in. So you can book a one-on-one with me at rachelvarga.ca. I'd love to meet you. My skin camp is happening right now. So head on over to rachelvarga.ca and join this skin camp because I'm about to do my live dermal rolling demo where you can actually follow along with me. No, I don't show off that stuff for free because the whole issue with YouTube DIY stuff, everyone and their dog seems to be a pro on dermal rolling online here. There's a lot of mis and disinformation. There's a lot of bad information. So I'm here to keep you on the straight and narrow. And I'm so thrilled to have all of you joining us here on this live recording of the Rachel Varga podcast. And Dr. Tabitha Barber, pleasure having you here. Where can people find you? Also your podcast, drop your podcast here.
Yeah, definitely check out the Functional Gynecologist podcast. I mean, we cover everything related to what you could possibly be going through. And you need to share it with all the women you know, because I guarantee that you know women who need this information, you know? So check that out and follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Dr. Tabitha and reach out to me. Let me know what you want to hear on the podcast. You know, let me know if you want me to come back and talk with Rachel about anything specific. Like, we're here for you. We do this to serve you.
Yeah, absolutely. Because when we kind of help others, it also fills our cup as well. It's like very satisfying doing this type of work.
Yeah.
And be sure to check out, we have an interview, Dr. Tabitha and I, on your podcast as well. So I'll share that one when I share this one out on my newsletter, which you can register at rachelvarga.ca so you don't miss out. All right, everybody, have a fabulous rest of your day. And until next time, stay classy, keep that skin glassy and clear. Look after the way that you're eating, the way that you're living. Stay in that high vibe state more than freaking ever. Body, mind, spirit, energy optimization is really what's going to give you that higher level of beauty and radiance. Keep tuning in here because I'm going to keep dropping those tips as we continue on this journey together. Have a good one, everybody.